The Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors are back at it tonight. Game 4 of the NBA Finals, a series that has been full of drama and surprise. Who'd have known that unheralded Cleveland guard Matthew Dellavedova, an Australian, would become a cult hero? Or that the favored Warriors would get pushed around by the Cavs' suddenly imposing defense? And then there is LeBron James. We knew he was the best in the game, but this? NPR's Tom Goldman picks it up from here.
Remember that essay LeBron James wrote nearly a year ago, announcing his triumphant return to Cleveland? "I'm not promising a championship," he said. "We're not ready right now. It will be a long process." My, how things have sped up, to the dizzying delight of Cavs fans. That long process will be over with two more Cleveland wins. James has thrown patience out the window and is averaging 41 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists per game. He's become the Cavs' 6'8", 250-pound point guard, walking the ball up the court and dictating the pace of games. He's putting up tons of shots, and his shooting percentage stinks, probably because it's hard to shoot when you've got an entire team and city on your back. The Cavs' Mike Miller won two championships with James in Miami.
"This is not necessarily how he wants to play. He doesn't want to shoot 30 sometimes a game, but he understands the situation we're in and what he has to do for us to be successful."
The situation is a team down two All-Stars because of injury and a bunch of young teammates without playoff experience. James has been a fixture on the sports landscape for a dozen years, but we are marveling anew at his leadership and athletic power. Even his victims are. This is from a press conference with Warriors head coach Steve Kerr.
This is admittedly subjective, but is LeBron the best athlete that you see right now going?
Can you find another one? Maybe American Pharoah?
That was Kerr after losing Game 2. After Game 3 and another LeBron James beatdown, Kerr was less expansive when asked to measure James' impact on the series.
"Now, that's your job. You get to write the superlatives, and we get to try to figure out, you know, how to slow them down."
Whatever the Warriors are trying, hey guys, what about double-teaming him when he has the ball? They're not letting on. Single covering James with guard Sean Livingston couldn't be part of the plan, but that in fact happened several times in Game 3. James easily scored against the 60-pound lighter Livingston, who insists guarding James is no big deal.
"It's just a matchup, man, honestly. You know, he's a great player, but, you know, what I'm thinking about is all of his tendencies and what he likes to do."
"So it never goes through your mind, this guy is like a locomotive, how do I stop him?"
"No."
If there were a yes inside that no, Livingston's steady gaze said, "We're not going there." Where James is going, he's being a bit coy about that. Asked what's fueling his on-court rampage, other than bringing home a title to championship-starved Cleveland, he said this.
"And I have some other motivation that I won't talk about right now."
Theories are pouring in about the secret motivation. It's his anger about Cleveland being labeled the underdog, resentment that the Warriors' Steph Curry won this year's MVP award, or the fact that Michael Jordan, current holder of greatest player ever honors, never took a ragtag bunch to the top like James might. James says he'll reveal all if Cleveland takes the series. Yet another reason for Clevelanders to scream for two more wins. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Cleveland.